at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
As you're listening to this broadcast, you listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Come on, church. Church, we need a miracle.
And may the Lord bless and keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, my friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, you right now that with your backs against the wall. You right now that have that court case pending. You, my friends, that have that sickness in your body. You right now, my friends, that are dealing with enemies, natural or unnatural. Some right now would love to know how to dress around their home to receive peace in that home, for all types of things are going on. Some right now have situations that they never dreamed that they would have to deal with in their entire life. Some right now, my friends, have trouble with enemies throwing that stone, putting that stumbling block just where you plan to walk. And you yourself are praying daily on turning these problems around. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, you with that problem with your diabetes, you, my friends, that have headaches all the time, that heart condition, my friends, some right now have swelling in that body like they've never had before. As I've told many and many and many and many a moon all through these broadcasts, all through the years, there used to be someone on the farm back in the days that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back into that home and clean it, put it in that water, boil it, steep it for half the day. Many of you know when you go towards grandma's pot, you end up with a sore on the back of your hand because she'll hit you with that spoon, you touch that pot. Boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain in their body, being able to move around and finish the next day, thanking God that they're here today. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been turning your situation around or turning around up and down the highway trying to turn things around, I'm asking you not to give up, friends. I'm asking you to pray it away. I'm asking you to pray over every situation that you're facing, no matter when it is, where it is, how you plan to do it. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Oh, my God, I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. Yes, you that are going through those court cases, I'll send you that guardian angel to keep with you. Oh, my God. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Some say, Rev, I got Hanks in my home. What can I do? Write that telephone number down, my friends. When you call, my friends, I'll be here with you, you, and especially you throughout the day asking you that not. To give up. Oh, my God. And to pray, help you pray that problem away. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. Now, those of you that are writing, friends, get your pencils and your paper ready. Write down the mailing address, my friends. Write it down. I'm going to be here asking you, my friends, not to give up, for there is no failure in God. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Again, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long, my friends, in your spirit and your heart, you know that that situation should be turned around. Write it down. Again, 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did.
Listen to the broadcast that Sunday.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you. Now, it was me and my daughter was coming on, and I had the radio on, and I was in your medicine over the radio, you know. And mm-hmm. I said, well, Lord, I said, I like this here. And I turned it up a little bit louder, you know, in my car. But people were looking at me mighty strange when I stopped at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend, that God had lifted me up. I woke up, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sunday morning feeling wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But God had lifted me up when he sought you to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praising him. All at the same time when I was driving the car, my eyes were full of tears, but he still would lead me on.
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing about it, that I've been praying for so long for him to send me somebody that can help my wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying, but I haven't given up. I said, well, Lord, going to answer my prayer one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent you to me.
Well, I'm glad because
I thank God for that. I really do.
Because when you called, you didn't know what to do because it's been going on for so long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, so long too, because my mother and my father were living then when that happened to her and all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me, said, "Well, bro, it's something wrong." She says, "That's not no eczema." Says, "Something
mm-hmm.
wrong." And my mother told me about it. And then some other people were telling me about it, other ministers and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because we went to different churches and all.
To try to get her healed.
Right, uh-huh. And even this doctor down here, she go to a private doctor that he was a foreign doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Ray, I'm going to be honest with you. She told me that he didn't hardly want to touch your hands or nothing like that.
Hmm.
No, uh-uh. He kept telling me, said, well, honey, he said, well, I can't do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord have mercy. And then she went to another doctor, you know, a white doctor. He giving her medicine and all stuff like that. I said, that ain't doing you no good.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was doing any good, Reb and Beyonce,
you'd see
it. She done spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Way over $1,000 going back and forth to that doctor. It didn't, hadn't did it no good.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You have, though. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I knew you know what I told you to do it that night before you even met me. I just told you first thing to do is make sure she do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know, I see the difference in her skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was, honey, look at my hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank God. I said, you ought to give God praise now.
Because it was really blistering.
Man, I'm telling you, and not swole up, Reb.
Uh-huh.
And not swole up like they're going to bust.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Man, I tell you the truth, I'm telling you, the God of them two, I have never in my life have went through with someone like that before. And she used to wake up at night, hollering with her hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm telling you, it got so heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
It got so heavy on me, sometimes I just get up and walk the floor. And it's cried to the good Lord, the healer to send someone, you know.
Now, can I record this?
Yes, sir.
If anybody asked you, what would you tell them? Just that the skin, that if you call for a prayer prosperity package, it will work?
Oh, yes, sir. It sure will work. Yes, sir, it sure will.
All right,
yes, sir, because I tell you, God know I have been asking him. I mean, that's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
See, because my mother, she passed away.
Oh, my God. How, my friends, I'm asking you today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, not to put off for today what you can work on today. For tomorrow. Don't put it off for tomorrow, for today. Phone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it. 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-O-Y, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Our time is drawing down, my friends. Write that telephone number down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your home, whether it's for your sickness, whether it's for court, whether right now your nature's on vacation or you're trying to grow hair on your head or you have that gout, that arthritis, that rheumatism or diabetes. Right now, if you want to know how to dress around your own home with no one there but you and your prayers, if you have a situation to where you cannot hold on to money and it seems that prosperity is not in your light. If you have a problem with those that are looking for peace in your life and you don't see it coming, I'm going to ask you not to give up and to pray that problem away. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number. 404-212-2444. Now, friends, if the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'm here in the prayer office all day long. Again, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. You know, those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your sight, back down the road, you think about it, then it's already gone. My friends, good God. Again, telephone number, write it down. That's 404 212-2444. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. If you have just that faith, just that faith, just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Again, once again, our time is drawing down. That's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. May God bless you and keep you. Till we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Now, Father God, we come before you asking you to forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. God, as we continue to decrease, oh God, I ask that you will increase within us, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, we thank you for being a faithful God. We thank you for being an all-knowing God. Father God, we thank you for so much more, oh God. Lord, if I had 10,000 tongues, that still will not be enough to say thank you. Father God, you've been better to me than I have been to myself. Now, Father God, I ask in your matchless name of Jesus that you will heal, deliver, and please set the captive free. Set the ones that are in bondage and don't know which way to go, that can't get out, God. I pray that you will set them free, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let this word touch someone's spirit, man, oh God. Those who are not saved or those who do not know you in the pardon of their sins, God. Lord, let the word touch them, oh God, so they can come running. What must I do to be saved? God, I thank you. I thank you for what you are doing, God. I thank you for what you are about to do. God, I thank you for a financial breakthrough, God. God, where there's lack, we see abundance, oh God. Where there's sickness, we know there's healing, God. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Psalm 100 and the third verse? That's Psalm 103. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic is, who's making you? That's simple. A simple question. Who is making you? Who is leading you? And here is the ultimate question. Who are you following? Are you the Yusha? Psalm 103 states, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. You see, people of God, this verse serves as a call to recognize God's sovereignty. It is also a call to know who you are. It is a call to let you know you are no longer your own. You have been bought with a price. Everything you go to do, everything you go to say, it has to come through God. Because God is making us each and every day. He is the creator. And we are in his protective care. So when God is making or preparing you, it is often involves a season of intense personal transformation and intense testing and purification. My God. And this process usually brings challenges. It brings trials. It brings doubt. It brings pruning away some relationships. And it often have a period of isolation so that you can gain your focus. Many people may think that you are arrogant or you think you all of that. No, I'm going through a transformation. I know who I am now. I know who is making me. I know my worth, huh? According to God. God said, I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and I'm not the borrower. So I'm not acting arrogant. I know who I am and I will not come down. Come on here, somebody, to be what you want me to be. Come on here now. So these experiences serve to strengthen your faith. It serves to build your character and align you with his purpose, ultimately transforming your heart to handle a greater responsibility. My God. In order for us to achieve the assignment that God has for us to have and to do, he has to make us, he has to prune us. Oh, come on here. Somebody gonna get this. You gonna get why you going through so much. Oh, my God. You have to experience a challenge such as financial challenges, emotional challenges, physical struggles. And this is all part of God making us. He make us to test our faith and look out. Also to produce spiritual growth. You have to grow through your pain. You have to grow through your trials. You have to grow through your circumstances. You have to go through a period of isolation and pruning. God may remove people, places, or things from your life that no longer serve a purpose in the new season that you are entering. People of God, listen to me well. You cannot take an old season into a new season because it will contaminate it. Somebody gonna get this here. You wonder why you're going through. This is your elevation season. Come on here, somebody. No longer will you be down here pecking around with the chickens. God wants to elevate you as an eagle that will soar and you will not come down. You are called into obedience and discomfort. God is shaking up your comfort zone because so many of you are comfortable right where you at and you don't want to move. So God got to come in and shake up your comfort zone. God often gives instructions that defy human logic, urging you to step outside of your comfort zone and trust him for supernatural outcomes. My God to thee. And you will experience a greater increase of spiritual warfare. Some of you wonder why you can't rest at night and look like everything is coming against you. In the spirit realm, because there is a rise in distractions. There is a rise in doubts and negativity that is all around you trying to get you off focus. Trying to break your faith, trying to break your trust in God. There will be an increase of spiritual warfare. Going back to the topic, who is making you? Is it man making you or God making you? Because if man making you, you ain't going to go through nothing. Because you're going to be their puppet. You're going to do what they tell you to do. But when it comes to God, you're going to go through some stuff just to get to the place that you have prayed for, that God wants you to be. And also, during this time of making, you are being prepared for a higher purpose. Have you ever got to the feeling to where, and I know I have, God, there is something more to this. It's just not what I see. Oh, my God. There is something more. So when you say, God, take me deeper into you, I want to know the mysteries of you. And that's when God is preparing you for a higher purpose. And this process is so intentional. It is aiming to shape you to be more like him and to prepare you for greater responsibility or breakthrough. Ah, you're the Yoshi. Ooh, if you suffer with him, people of God, you're going to reign with him. Hallelujah. God is giving us new mercies every day. New mercies every day. So I want you to really look at the meaning of Psalm 103. First of all, you got to acknowledge God as creator. This verse establishes that the Lord is God and he personally created us, which provides a foundation for human worth. We all made different. Yes, we are. We can all praise God. We can lift our hands. But the worship experience is personal. It's intimate. You are calling him to go to the deep crevices of your spirit, man. Oh, my God. And unlock some things that has been held down for so long. God knows all about us. And also, we belong to him. We are his people. And we are not self-made. You know, we be trying to do things ourselves to help God out, running into a brick wall. We got to recognize that we belong to him rather than ourselves. And that happens when you first accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Lord, I'm giving my life over to you. You do as you please and how you please. And the next thing is, he is our shepherd. We are the sheep of his pasture. And this indicates that God provides for us. He protects us and he guides us. Similar to how a shepherd will tend to his flock. Oh, you're the Yosha. I know how when one of the sheep will get away, because you always have a hard-headed one that will wants to get away, but that shepherd would break that sheep leg so he would not run away. Sometimes God got to do us that. He have to lay us flat down because we get hard-headed sometimes. We want to go where we want to go. We want to do where what you know we want to do. God has to chastise us and say, sit down and listen. You're not ready for this. You're not ready to go here without me equipping you. Come on here, somebody. Oh, my God. And it's also a call to worship. And this is a reminder to recognize that the truths of gratitude and to worship him with a pure worship. Acknowledging, God, I need you. I need you each and every day of my life. I need you to guide me. I need you to lead me. I need you to do what only you can do. I'm no longer my own. I am submissive to you. Listen, sometimes we are striving so hard to make a change in our life, trying to fix this, trying to fix that. Be more of that. Improve here. Stay more focused on that one there or this here. But listen to me well. If you're trying to be a self-made person to do it all on your own, listen, you're going to struggle because God is out the equation. You are going to struggle. So why am I dealing with this? Why can't I get it together? This is what you're thinking. If I just try harder. These are the words that come through our minds. That's a constant battle. Because before long, you're down in yourself, feeling wrong inside, and the enemy would love for you to stay feeling like you don't measure up. You don't deserve to be blessed. That's being against yourself, and it's limiting your growth. It's keeping you from God's best. Don't believe those lies. Rather than keep striving, you have to let God be your maker. You already belong to him. He's accepted and he's approved you as his child. And when you know that, he is making you. That he's in complete control of the process of change. It takes the pressure off of you. People of God, be at peace. Enjoy where you are right now. And let him do what only he can do. Let